Now, the third bowl of wrath, verses 4 through 7. And the third poured out his bowl into the rivers and the fountains of the waters, and it became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters saying, Righteous art thou, who art and who was the Holy One, because thou didst judge these things. For they shed the blood of saints and prophets, and blood didst thou give them to drink. They're worthy. And I heard the altar saying, Yea, the Lord God the Almighty, true and righteous are his judgment. Now this plague, similar to that of the third trumpet, is again more severe. There one-third of the fresh water was affected. Here the total water supply of the earth will be cut off. This means destruction of human life on an unparalleled plane. The angel of the waters, well, he's an angel who's superintendent of God's water department. And this reveals, I think, another ministry of angels as it affects creation. They are in charge of the different departments of the physical universe. We've seen the four angels in this book who control the winds. This angel, who knows the whole story, now declares that God is right and holy in this act of judgment. And my friend, whatever God does is righteous and holy. If you don't agree with him, that's too bad. You are wrong, not God. Imagine a little man standing up today and saying concerning the Creator, I don't think he's doing right. Well, I have a statement to make to you. In fact, a question. What are you going to do about it? In fact, what can you do about it? If you're not in agreement with God, you better get in agreement with him, my friend. God is righteous in everything that he does. Now, they shed the blood of the saints and prophets, and bloods did thou give them to drink. That's poetic justice with a vengeance. Those who take the sword will perish with the sword, and the shedding of blood leads to the shedding of blood. These who are being judged made martyrs of God's people, and now God is forcing those who kill them to drink blood for the righteous blood they spill. And the prayers under the altar are now being answered. God was long time getting to it, but he's got to it. And the world is guilty before him.